My fellow Virgin Islanders, friends, families, and visitors, my name is Julian Willock, and I bring you greetings once more. Most of you would have heard the debate on the Virgin Islands Recovery and Development Agency Act 2018. It has passed in the House of Assembly, and the question is, where do we go from here? And what is in it for us? Ladies and gentlemen, the next election, which is constitutionally due by early 2019, we as a people will have to deal with big issues and answer hard questions. Law and order, or lessons learned from insurance companies, and the issues of how we are treated by the banks. In addition, how we address the serious, relentless undermining of our second pillar, or financial services sector, and who can best represent our interests locally, regionally, and internationally. After the next election, when you, the good people of these islands, elect a new government, they will be better able to negotiate for we, the people, and not for themselves or personal business interests. Following the hurricanes Irma and Maria, how do we stop the confusion and division and create one Virgin Islands? Who can best fight for you, whether you're rich or poor, black, white, Hispanic, has a certain last name, born here or born outside the territory, or from Virgin Gorda or Jess Van Dyke? There is too much despair following the hurricanes of 2017, and our people can no longer stare from a distance and settle for crumbs from the table while others live high on the hog, compliments of our hardworking taxpayers. We must think and plan for our country 5, 10, 20 years from now. Coming back to the United Kingdom's loan guarantees of millions, I want to shout again from the valley that while we rebuild and secure loans from local and international banking institutions, we must also come up with ways to find new revenue streams. The hard truth is we have lost some 30% of our population and 30% of our businesses, and defaulting on loans is not an option. I call yet again on this administration to consider my four bold new revenue initiatives, which can also help to kickstart the local economy, from small manufacturing on the sister islands to a citizen by investment program and a national lottery system, among others. Fellow residents, my mission is to bring solutions to the table and make your life better following the hurricanes of 2017, where all of us have suffered and continue to suffer, most often in silence. Following the next election, the new government must help to promote law and order, and therefore, I have also proposed the appointment of a national security advisor to help coordinate all of our security agencies, including the police, the customs and immigration departments, Her Majesty's prison, along with other agencies with border protection mandate. Our sister islands of Virgin Gorda, Jess Van Dyke and Anegada continue to be ignored, and I am passionate to see that this end. It is not right and must not continue, as they are an equal part of the Virgin Islands, and that is why I propose a town council starting first with Virgin Gorda. Following the next general election, a fresh look ought to be taken as to it relates to elected representation on our sister islands, and whether a single representative for each of the three islands might be a better option. We must also take better care of our seniors, and in this small island, root out discrimination of all kinds, especially against the local population. Many of you have bombarded me with the question of if I am running. The answer is yes, and we are now preparing to hold a press conference to make it official and also disclose some launching dates and times. I will also be running with a party, and they have their own internal processes for selecting candidates, which my committee and I respect. And it's our intention to go before their Congress to humbly seek their nomination and blessings to join their team. My committee and I will also seek to incorporate, once accepted, many of our ideas and solutions in the party's manifesto as we help chart a new Virgin Islands where all of us can rise together. My fellow Virgin Islanders, my name is Julian Willock, and the next election will be a hard-fought one. But it's time for a change and a new direction for our beloved Virgin Islands. I urge you not to be fooled by the National Democratic Party with their fly-in speeches or rhetoric lifted from the internet or their Madison Avenue spin trying to mislead and fool you again. We must be determined come next elections that no amount of marketing from them will muffle the truth. Because it was you who felt the pain. It was you who could not pay your bills. It was you who struggled and continued to do so with no help from this government after the hurricanes of 2017. It was you who lost your job with nowhere or no one to turn to for proper representation. And it was you who went to bed hungry and homeless many nights and suffered the humiliation of having to beg or borrow. But we are a hopeful people, for we know there are better days ahead. Keep hope alive. And come next election, look for people who looked out for you and country. Look for people who have solutions to make your life and that of your family and loved ones better. Look for candidates who are genuine, love people and country, and who have a workable plan for our beloved Virgin Islands. I am Julian Willock, and I submit to you with much humility that the new direction this country needs, that of accountability and transparency, will not happen with this current government or the leadership of Dr. D. Orlando Smith. They believe in the survival of the fittest. I believe that we can all make it with everyone aboard the train. And it is clear which of the two political parties has demonstrated this fact over the years. After all, I believe that at the heart of the matter, we are bound together. We are one people. God bless these Virgin Islands.